This NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Topeka. It's 306.
All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will talk about redistricting in North Carolina. And then companies are racing to roll out nuclear reactor designs that would be faster to build and could help meet the rising demand for energy from customers like tech firms running AI data centers. Two nuclear companies are proposing to build reactors in Kansas. We'll get the details coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting Soundwaves, an evening celebrating all things audio, Thursday, November 6th, featuring speakers from the industry, curated audio equipment, food and drink. More information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
I want to remind you that Big Band Christmas is coming up. It will be here before you know it. Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Last year's concert sold out 2 weeks early, so we encourage you not to wait to get your tickets. You can do that at Ticketmaster.com or at the Liberty Hall box office. Get your tickets locked in for Big Band Christmas with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Always a great time. I go most years. It's just really nice. It's very holiday-oriented. You can dance, hang out, meet the KPR people. All the details at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 320.
Support.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit and the Women and Money Conference for women interested in their financial well-being, November 6th at Exploration Place in Wichita. More on Women and Money Conference at womenandmoneyks.org.
Up next, we have news headlines. It is 66 degrees in Lawrence, 66 in Manhattan, 67 in Emporia. It's 3:30.
Wall Street stocks finish mixed today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas will be the site of a new Defense Department initiative to combat drone attacks. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall and Representative Ron Estes say the new Point Defense Battle Lab will be based at McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita. The lab will develop technologies to defend military bases and other strategic locations from drone attacks. It will be one of two such labs in the nation, the other being based at Grand Forks Air Force Base in North Dakota. In a statement, Marshall said the initiative is, quote, a major opportunity to bring jobs, advanced technology, and strategic significance to Kansas. University of Kansas leaders met with federal officials yesterday to discuss an offer to provide preferential access to federal funding to some schools. As Noah Taborda reports, that's in exchange for meeting the Trump administration's demands.
KU Chancellor Doug Girard discussed the Trump administration's demands that include freezing tuition rates and barring university staff from sharing political views. The American Council on Education expressed concerns about tying funding to university freedoms. Girard helps lead that council. KU officials said Girard was asked to provide feedback and described the discussion as productive. KU was not one of the nine institutions initially offered the deal. So far, seven have rejected it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
A new program in Kansas is helping people become teachers and helping schools fill employment vacancies. The statewide teacher apprenticeship program pairs experienced teachers with people pursuing their teaching degrees, and the state picks up some of the students' college costs. The program launched 3 years ago with a dozen apprentices in 6 districts. This fall, there are more than 160 apprentices in 74 districts. Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson says the program is a win-win for the state and for students wanting a career in education.
Someone can go to school, stay at home, and not have any debt. And the numbers here have expanded greatly in the last year.
Kansas is still facing a serious teacher shortage in rural parts of the state. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 3:35.
Wild Card with Rachel Martin on YouTube. Offerman's latest book, Little Woodchucks, is out now.
Support for Wild Card with Rachel Martin comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Two companies have revealed plans in recent weeks to potentially install nuclear reactors in Kansas. Their proposals are very different, but both are part of the race to open a new chapter in the history of U.S. nuclear power. From the Kansas News Service, reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Caranda talk about it.
Celia, let's jump straight into working that fast here in Kansas. I mean, that seems like a really short timeline.
Yeah, it's not clear. So Deep Fission told me that, yes, they are working to meet the president's deadline of Independence Day, but they've also got two other states where they're working on reactor plans, Texas and Utah. So they're not disclosing which site would move fast enough for that deadline.
We've been listening to Kansas News Service reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Caranda. The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You will find more Kansas News Service stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle that's sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies, too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then the Washington Post is reporting that earlier this year, the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, agreed to return MS-13 informants who were in U.S. custody to El Salvador to secure access to El Salvador's most notorious prison.
That just doesn't happen. That's the reason people who are in U.S. custody agree to cooperate. They get something in return.
We'll tell you what we know and what we're still working to find out coming up here on KPR. Clear skies tonight with a low down in the upper 30s. Farther out to the west, some frost advisories up around the Nebraska border on the Nebraska side. So be aware, it could be some pretty chilly tonight. It's 10 minutes before 4. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to get caught up on all of the news and information from overnight. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
The NPR Wine Club.
now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting Dark Side of Oz, with jazz students blending the music of Pink Floyd alongside reimagined images from The Wizard of Oz. At Liberty Hall, October 29th. Tickets at libertyhall.net.
66 degrees in Lawrence, 67 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Bison Day, Saturday, November 1st. Activities for all ages, including bison vision goggles. Event details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, the Trump administration recently gutted a program that was dedicated to using AI to solve weather-related problems. Those people who were working on that project were absolutely stunned.
I thought, how can you possibly not fund us? You know, it's not like we've been a grant that's just studying something esoteric that's not changing lives.
We'll tell you about why the administration said it's cutting this initiative. We'll also be talking about the horse-drawn carriages of New York. New York City has debated for a long time whether to ban these carriages. And we will learn about the revitalization of the Dial-a-Poem service. John Giorno, poet and performance artist, launched Dial-a-Poem back in the 1960s. But now more people aren't really using their phones for that. So a group is continuing Giorno's work using a new medium, the internet. It's all coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
66 degrees in Lawrence, 66 in Topeka. It's 4:20.
Support for Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m., the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering in-studio and on-location senior pictures, family portraits, professional headshots, and more. Serving Lawrence and surrounding areas since 2004. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 4:30.
Starting Friday night. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. More Kansans could soon become eligible for a health care program. Officials with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment told lawmakers yesterday that they hope to expand eligibility for the state's charitable health care provider program. KSNT reports the program offers free and discounted health care to low-income Kansans who are considered medically indigent. Currently, the program is open to Kansans who earn two times the federal poverty level. Officials would like to expand eligibility to those earning three times the federal poverty level, but some lawmakers are questioning the move, saying it would cost the state too much money. Coffee County is lobbying to be the site of a new nuclear reactor. The energy companies TerraPower and Evergy have expressed interest in building a reactor in Kansas. Yesterday, Coffee County commissioners passed a resolution supporting development of the reactor in their county. WIBW-TV reports the county will also send a letter of interest to TerraPower and Evergy. In the letter, the county says it is, quote, the perfect fit for the new reactor. Coffee County is already the site of Wolf Creek, a nuclear power plant located near Burlington. University of Kansas leaders met with federal officials yesterday to discuss an offer to provide preferential access to federal funding to some schools. As Noah Taborda reports, that's in exchange for meeting the Trump administration's demands.
KU Chancellor Doug Girard discussed the Trump administration's demands that include freezing tuition rates and barring university staff from sharing political views. The American Council on Education expressed concerns about tying funding to university freedoms. Girard helps lead that council. KU officials said Girard was asked to provide feedback and described the discussion as productive. KU was not one of the 9 institutions initially offered the deal. So far, 7 have rejected it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
Clear skies tonight for northeast and east central Kansas with a low in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 70s. Back down to the upper 30s tomorrow night, highs in the upper 60s are forecast for Thursday. The time is 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Get caught up.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy...
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in as we head into the evening hours. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then the vice president has arrived in Israel as part of an effort to uphold a truce between Israel and Hamas that's already a bit shaky.
I feel confident that we're going to be in a place where this peace lasts, where it's durable. And if Hamas doesn't cooperate, then as the president of the United States has said, Hamas is going to be obliterated.
A report from the region coming up from Greg Myrie will also tell you about a big study on peanut allergies. That's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at one Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 30s. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Atchison. It is 10 minutes before 5.
Next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 5 o'clock.
Just and civil society. More information is available at SciSimsFoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org.
66 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Topeka. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin, known for her high-energy fusion of jazz, funk, and soul. Live in concert Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at follytheater.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines. We will tell you about the redistricting plan for congressional seats in North Carolina. And we will hear a conversation between Celia Yopis Jepson and our good friend Stephen Caranda. They're discussing some of the nuclear reactor plans for the state of Kansas that have been floating around. Those stories and more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Clear skies in the forecast tonight. We are expecting a low down in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, sunshine and a high in the lower 70s. Clear tomorrow night once again, dipping into the upper 30s. Highs in the upper 60s for Thursday. We have a very good chance of rain on Friday night, and Saturday. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, 67 in Manhattan, 68 in Abilene. You're listening to KPR. The time is 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m., the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, teaching Jayhawk Theater major since 1923 and working to secure the next 100 years through its Centennial Production Fund. More at kuendowment.org/centennial fund.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Welfare advocates are warning over 185,000 Kansans using federal food assistance that they could soon lose their benefits. Federal officials say if the government shutdown continues, November food stamp funding will be put on hold. Haley Kotler is with Kansas Appleseed. She says many families will need to stretch their October budgets to prepare.
They may be dipping into their rent or to their car payment or other bills. And then when December comes around, those bills are still going to be due.
Kotler says a new work requirement for food assistance goes into effect November 1st. That's going to affect about 8,000 Kansans. The Women, Infants, and Children Food Assistance Program, known as WIC, is temporarily ending shipments of infant formula in Kansas due to the federal government shutdown. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced yesterday that recipients will not be receiving formula to pick up at WIC clinics. KSNT reports recipients can still get formula through an authorized WIC vendor or at participating pharmacies. The health department has said funding for the WIC program could run out entirely next month if the shutdown continues. University of Kansas leaders met with federal officials yesterday to discuss an offer to provide preferential access to federal funds to some schools. As Noah Taborda reports, that's in exchange for meeting the Trump administration's demands.
KU Chancellor Doug Girard discussed the Trump administration's demands that include freezing tuition rates and barring university staff from sharing political views. The American Council on Education expressed concerns about tying funding to university freedoms. Girard helps lead that council. KU officials said Girard was asked to provide feedback and described the discussion as productive. KU was not one of the 9 institutions initially offered the deal. So far, 7 have rejected it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
A new program in Kansas is helping people become teachers and helping schools fill employment vacancies. The statewide teacher apprenticeship program pairs experienced teachers with people pursuing their teaching degrees, and the state picks up some of the students' college costs. The program launched 3 years ago with a dozen apprentices in 6 districts. This fall, there are more than 160 apprentices in 74 districts. Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson says the program is a win-win for the state and for students wanting a career in education.
Someone can go to school, stay at home, and not have any debt. And the numbers here have expanded greatly in the last year.
Kansas is still facing a serious teacher shortage in rural parts of the state. It's 5:35. This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is all.
Martin comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. 2 companies have now revealed plans in recent weeks to potentially install nuclear reactors in Kansas. Their proposals are very different, but both are part of the race to open a new chapter in the history of U.S. nuclear power. From the Kansas News Service, reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Coranda explain.
Celia, let's jump straight
of Independence Day, but they've also got 2 other states where they're working on reactor plans, Texas and Utah, so they're not disclosing which site would move fast enough for that deadline.
We've been listening to Kansas News Service reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Coranda. The Kansas News Service reports on many issues linked to public policy. You will find more Kansas News Service stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence, April through November, rain or shine. More information available at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, then we'll tell you what we know at this point over a controversial prison deal between the United States and El Salvador. We will also learn more about Zoran Mamdani on track to topple Andrew Cuomo in the New York City mayor's race. Why is he so appealing to younger voters? We'll tell you. I think I can guess, but we'll find out together. It's 10 minutes before 6.
And Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Health officials in Southern California are investigating the spread of a new strain of Mpox. How did the virus get here? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning. Start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.